阿门。
阿门。
奉主耶稣在这里 为神所做的一切一切的事情，在这里跟大家一起分享这个见证。那这个见证是我亲身所经历的。
And I'd like to share with you all personal experience that I myself experienced. And it's regarding a grace that God has given me this year.
我是从台北教会来的，我从小就在台北教会长大。
I'm from Taipei Church and I grew up in Taipei Church.
我的父亲是一位传道人。
And my father is a pastor.
所以我在一个基督化的家庭里面成长。
And so I grew up in a very Christian environment.
可能在台湾有很多的教会，或者是在国外的一些教会里面，可能有听过丁传道有做过一个见证。
Maybe you've all heard this testimony in not only just churches in Taiwan, but also in abroad.
有一个小女孩，她在晚上睡觉的时候，半夜里的哭泣。
There was a little girl who awoke in the middle of the night crying.
将父亲给吵起来了。
And she awoke her father.
那个小女孩就是我，我把爸爸给吵起来，我的父亲是传道。
And so, she awoke her father, and that father was a pastor. My father is a pastor.
我的父亲他知道发生了什么事。
And my father knew what happened.
就在有一天的，我九大概九岁的时候。
Approximately when I was 9 years old.
我在半夜里在哭，然后这个哭的时候呢，父亲在睡觉就觉得很吵，他就被我的哭声给吵醒了。
I was crying in the middle of the night, and so my father was awakened by the noise of my crying.
我父亲。看到一个小女孩在饭桌前面一直绕着跑，一直跑，一直哭，一直跑。
And what my father saw was a little girl just running around, in circles in front of the dining table crying.
然后就一直看着我，一直讲，一直我一直说，不要走，不要走，等我，等我。
And I kept saying, "Don't go, don't go, wait for me."
很厉害的是，我却不会撞到桌子，我眼睛闭着，一直哭。
But what was amazing is that I wouldn't run into the table, even though there were tears all over my eyes.
于是我的父亲看这个样子，就直接喊 ，Hallelujah, Amen.
So when my father saw this, he immediately yelled out, Hallelujah, Amen.
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 于是我就停了。
And so I stopped.
我一直哭，我父亲在我的头顶上按手。
And because I kept crying, my father laid his hands on my head.
你遇到了什么事？
What did you encounter?
我说我看到了一架飞机。
I said that I saw a group of planes.
飞机停到屋顶上。
The planes landed on our roof.
我的哥哥姐姐，还有我的爸爸妈妈都在排队。
My brothers and sisters and my parents were all in line.
我却在屋顶上面骑着脚踏车一直在玩。
And I, on the other hand, was on top of the roof, on a bicycle by myself, playing.
看到的时候，我已经看到我的哥哥还有好多人都已经进到那一台飞机里面去了。
And I already saw that my brothers, my siblings had already boarded the plane.
我就赶快把脚踏车放下来，往前跑。
So I hurriedly put down my bicycle and I ran.
我就也跟着。在那边排队。
And I also joined that line.
等到全部都上去换我的时候。
And when everyone had already boarded the plane and it was my turn.
就有一个人在收票，他就问我。
There was someone taking the tickets and they asked me.
你有没有票？
Do you have a ticket?
我说我没有。
I said I don't have one.
可是我的爸爸妈妈，我的哥哥姐姐都在上面。
But my siblings and my parents are all on the plane.
所以我要上去找他。
So I want to go on the plane to find them.
我要找我的爸爸妈妈。
I want to find my parents.
所以你一定要让我上去。
So you must let me on this plane.
他说不行。
But they said you cannot.
那个人说不行，我就吓了一跳。
And when they said you cannot, I was shocked.
因为我是个小孩子，我就 很急，然后我就哭，我就说我要找我爸爸妈妈。
But because I was only a child, I was very frantic and I was crying and saying I want to find my parents.
那个收票的人就告诉我。
And so the person taking the tickets told me.
你没有票不能上这架飞机，你有没有圣灵？
Without a ticket, you cannot board the plane. Do you have the Holy Spirit?
我说我没有。
I said I don't.
他就拒绝了我，然后马上把那个门就关起来了。
So they immediately rejected me and closed the plane.
飞机就飞走了。
And the plane departed.
独自剩这个小女孩在后面一直跑，一直追飞机。
And so, the little girl was left chasing after the plane, running.
所以我在客厅的饭桌前面一直跑，一直跑。那是因为我在追飞机。
And that was me. And so I was the one who was running around in circles in front of the dining table.
那神保护了我，没有让我受伤。
Because I was crying, chasing after the plane. But thank God that he protected me so I didn't get physically hurt.
因为大家都知道，丁长老有十个小孩，你知道桌椅有多多吗？
Because Elder Ting in Taiwan has 10 children, including me. Do you know how many furniture there is in that house?
所以我父亲听到了以后，就叫我要赶快的，要赶快要。要求圣灵。
So when my father heard this, he told me to hurry and pray for the Holy Spirit.
于是我隔了一个礼拜。
And so after a week.
台北教会的春季灵恩会。
During the spring spiritual convocation.
我就求到圣灵了。
I prayed and received the Holy Spirit.
感谢神。
And thank God.
在这个成长过程当中，有很多的恩典，跟很多无数的啊，那已经。
Oh, no. I experienced so many different blessings during this time.
那神都保守了我，看顾了我。
And God really guided me and looked after me.
无论发生了任何事情，
No matter what happened,
天父都看顾了我。
God and the Father, our Father in heaven, looked after me.
在我人生中遭遇到重大事件。
And so when my life encountered tremendous obstacles.
天父也拯救了我。
Our Father in heaven also protected me.
在也许国外的教会可能就知道有一个见证在纽西兰教会奥克兰，纽西兰的奥克兰教会。
And since you are all international TJC members, maybe you've heard about a sister in Auckland Church.
就听过这样子的见证，并且写在他们的专刊上面。
They also had a testimony that was written down.In a publication.
他的纪念专刊里面就写了一个很大的一个见证，就是我，因为我在1996年的时候，我在1995的时候，我移民在纽西兰。
In 1995, I immigrated to New Zealand.
1996年，我在那边生了一个小孩。
And in 1996, I gave birth to a child.
我生下了我的这个小孩子。
And after I gave birth to this child.
因为我先生在台湾是开业医。
医生。
Because my husband was a doctor in Taiwan.
所以我先生都要两边跑。
So my husband was running between these two places.
那我一个人在那边，等到我要生小孩的时候，我先生都还没来。
So I was waiting by myself in New Zealand, and when I had my first child, my husband was not even with me.
所以教会的姐妹很有爱心，在半夜我就请教会姐妹带我一起去医院。
And so a lot of the sisters in the church had a lot of love. In the middle of the night, they helped me go to the hospital.
当我到医院里面要生的时候
，And when I was in the hospital about to give birth,
有总共有三位姐妹。
There were three sisters
来看我。
Who came to visit me?
其中一位是台北教会的谢老师。
One of them is Teacher She in Taipei Church.
谢玉珍谢老师。那另外一个就是林崇道长老的媳妇。
Another one is the daughter-in-law of Elder Lin.
另外一个是总务负责人的太太。
And the other one is a GA member's wife.
当我生这个小孩生了很久
，and I was in labor for a long time，
终于生完了
，and I finally gave birth to my child。
但是我看到了两个，我看到了 谢老师他马上跪在地上，我看到谢老师跟林崇道长老的媳妇同时跪在地上，然后我旁边站了一个姐妹，第三个姐妹，他们同时间三个人一起祷告。
But immediately after I gave birth, I saw these three sisters kneel down in prayer.
我的认知里是认为他们太感动了。
In my conscience, in the back of my mind, I was thinking, oh, they must be so moved.
虽然他们生过小孩，但他们从来没有看过。
Even though they have given birth themselves, they've never seen it with their eyes.
他们是因为喜悦的感动祷告。
So they must be praying because they are overjoyed at this birth.
直到我右转了以后，我的头右转，看右边的这个姐妹。
But then, as I was turning right to see the sister on the left, my right side.
这位姐妹的眼睛也睁开看了我，但是她的眼神不太对。
This sister also opened her eyes at the same exact moment to look at me, but I could tell that her gaze, there was something off about her gaze.
我觉得很奇怪，她应该是喜悦的，为什么她是忧容？她是忧愁的。
And I thought to myself, it's so strange. What, she should be overjoyed. Why is she instead so sad?
这个祷告声让我感受到有点恐惧。
And their prayer, the sound of their prayer started to make me feel a little bit scared.
我在向左边转。
And so I turned to my left.
我看到了三个医生在救我的小孩。
And I saw three doctors trying to save my child.
我刚好从一个缝隙中，我看到了我小孩的脚是黑色的。
And from the cracks between their bodies, I could see, capture a glimpse of my child. I could see that his legs were black.
当场震惊了我。
And I was shocked.
我话都说不出来，我也来不及哭。
And no words could come out of my mouth, and I did not even have time to cry.
因为我不知道要该如何面对我的先生，我的台湾的家人们。
Because I had no idea how I would face my husband and my family.
所以我愣在那边，不知道如何是好。
And so I was in a state of shock there. I didn't know what to do.
这时候我赶快祷告。
And at this point, I prayed.
我才发现到我的小孩没有哭声。
And that's when I realized that actually my child did not cry when he was born.
我的反应真的慢到真的太离谱，所以我自己也很自责。
And so I really was upset with myself because my reaction to all of this was so slow.
这个时候，我们全部的就姐妹跟我就一起祷告。
So these three sisters and I prayed together.
祷告大概已经20分钟。
We prayed for about 20 minutes.
我听到小孩的哭声。
And then I heard my baby's cry.
感谢神。
Thank God.
原来我的小孩子死掉了。
Actually, my child passed away.
但是神又再一次的给了他生命。
But God gave him a second chance at life.
在他的成长过程当中，也许人们会觉得，他有一些不足或者怎么样，但是感谢神都没有。
And you might think that in his lifetime.He might have had somewhere where he's lacking or missing something, but actually he grew up just fine.
在医学上面来说，
and in the perspective of the medical field,
这样子孩子出生他会有缺陷。
A child like this will have some kind of defect or lack.
甚至不能念不好书。
In his lifetime, and it will be difficult for him to do well in his studies.
但是我的小孩子，感谢神，他在数理方面、自然方面非常的好。
But thank God that actually he excelled in his studies.
他得到奥林匹克全省的第一名。
And
物理组。
In physics, in the Olympics for physics exams, he actually got prizes.
这就是神的慈悲与怜悯。
And this is the kind of compassion that God had on me.
感谢神，在这一段过程当中还有很多的见证，那我没有多余的时间可以向大家诉说。
And really, in this whole time period, I've had so many other miracles that I unfortunately don't have enough time to share with you all.
我现在要讲是最近的，就去年所发生的事情。
Now I want to share with you what happened to me last year.
请大家翻开《西番雅书》第三章第十七节。
Let's all turn the book of Zephaniah, chapter 3.
这一章比较 少翻，所以可能大家不知道，在哈该书的前面。
Because this is a less turned to book, maybe y'all don't know where it is. It's actually before the book of Haggai.
西番雅书三章第十七节。
The book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 17.
我们大家可以一起来念这一章吗？这一节。
Let's all read it together.
都翻到了吗 ？OK， 来，耶和华。你的神是施行拯救、大有能力的主，他在你中间必因你欢欣喜悦，默然爱你，且因你喜乐而欢呼。以下我要跟大家一起分享是神默然的爱。
And what I want to share with you all next is God's quiet love.
在去年永和小区接到了一个讯息。
Last year, the church members in the district of Yonghe actually received a message.
那这个讯息就是要在双河台行政院卫生署属立双河医院。
And this is regarding a hospital. It actually might not be church members, but that district had a hospital.
要举办一场音乐会。
And they wanted to organize a music concert.
原先我也觉得这也没什么。
And at first, I didn't think much of this.
所以我也就听听就过了这样。
And I also thought to myself, well, I just have to listen and that's it.
在五月的时候。
But in the month of May.
缘由是因为在五月的时候，中和教会的职务会，他开会，然后通过了要到双和医院。要布道，要想要去传福音。
The board members at Zhonghe Church in Taiwan passed a decision that they would help do hospital evangelism in one of the local hospitals.
可是打了五年，我们开会开了五年，都没有办法打入这间医院。
But on the other hand, we had so many meetings and we were not able to break into this hospital.
因为它有天主教。
Because they had Catholics.
有真道教会。
They had other denominations.
有灵粮堂。很多的巴拉巴拉等等
that are famous in Taiwan.
太多的教会可是我们是最弱的
but we were the weakest one.
所以我们打不进去
so we were unable to,
连碰都碰不到
to reach these hospitals.
可是在去年的五月六月的时候
but last year in May or June,
职务会通过同意要去双和医院
The church board actually passed a resolution to go to this hospital.
就在这件事情通过了之后的隔了两天
And after 2 days,
突然我们的负责人接到了一通电话
One of the board members suddenly received a phone call.
这通电话里面讲的就是他是真道教会的牧师
And it was one of the local, it was one of the Taiwan churches of another denomination, their local minister called.
他是一位牧师。
And he was a pastor of their church.
他说，我因为生了重病，重大的疾病，很严重。
Because I have a very grave illness.
所以我不能够再持续的喂养神的羊，跟关怀他们了。
I can no longer take care of the sheep that the Lord has given me.
我将全数的名册都交给你们，希望你们继续的去关怀及喂养。
I will give you the entire list of my congregation so that you can continue taking care of them.
宣道接下了这样的讯息，当场挂了电话，痛哭流涕。
And immediately after our church board members evangelism received this message, they hung up the phone and they cried.
这是何等的难啊
How difficult would this have been?
倘若不是神开启了这一扇窗，那么我们又怎么能够拿下来呢？
If God hadn't opened this window, how difficult would it have been for us to do this kind of work?
这个时候，中和教会就开始在训练、培训一些志工。
And starting from then on, that church started to train up its members in voluntary work.
要进到医院里面做陪谈。
So that they could go into these hospitals to do their work.
这些陪谈人员我们称他为志工。
And so these we will call volunteers.
那也传福音。
And they also did evangelism work.
但是医院禁止我们布道。
But actually the hospital was against any form of doctrinal evangelism.
传道在九月的时候，他接到一个通知，就是双和医院请我们去帮他们办一场圣诞节晚会。
And so in September or October, that the hospital actually asked us to help do a Christmas concert.
一般来说，你接到这样子的讯息的时候，大家都渴望，巴不得都要去。
Usually in normal circumstances, when you get this kind of message, everyone will be fighting to go.
但是陈文斌传道
，But Preacher Chen,
他却拒绝了。
He actually rejected this offer.
他带着圣经去告诉医院的长官说，我们教会是不过圣诞节，原因是什么？就翻开圣经来告诉他，所以我们不能。
And so he actually took a Bible, went up to the hospital and explained to them, we do not celebrate Christmas. And he flipped to the Bible passages to show them why exactly this was so.
医院虽然听不懂，
Even though the hospital did not understand,
但是也尊重了。
But they also respected our decision.
第二天，林良堂很开心地去接下了这个 case。
So the next day, Lin Yang Tang, which is one of the denomination, Christian denominations in Taiwan, took this case.
我们的传道又告诉了长官说，我们不过圣诞节，但是其他的音乐会，你可以邀请我们，我们很乐意。
But we told them, even though we cannot do a Christmas concert, we are very willing to do any other types of musical fellowships in the future.
于是传道就回来了。
And so the pastor returned.
传道心里在想说，可能会接到一个音乐会。
And in his heart, he was thinking, we will probably receive a request for a music concert.
就打电话征召我。
And so he called me.
他说荣芳。
He said, Sister Ting.
现在主要用你，你要不要来？
Right now, the Lord needs you. Will you come?
我虽然不知道发生什么事，我马上说。
Even though I didn't know what happened, I immediately said,
主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
Lord, I am here, please use me.
从小到大，父亲告诉我的，教育我的，就是这样。
Ever since I was young, this is how my father has taught me.
传道说，你心里要准备，可能要办一个很大的一个音乐会。
And so the pastor said, you probably need to prepare your heart. Actually, we're going to have a very grand music concert.
是要做布道用的。
And it's for the purpose of evangelism.
说好。
And I said, okay.
没有多久，
Not long after.
双和医院长官就找教会谈，并且请我们教会能够帮他做一场新年的关怀音乐会，音乐晚会。
The hospital contacted our church to say that they would like us to help do a New Year's caring concert.
它是迎新音乐晚会，关怀，它重点是放在关怀上面。
And the main purpose of this was to do pastoral work.
传道就说好。
And the pastor said, okay.
在这个过程当中大概不到一个月。
And so it wasn't even a month where we did this process.
我就开始写企划案。
And I started to create a plan.
要层层的送上去。
And so that I could start contacting the right people.
我写了一个企划案送上去，我心里想，不行，再被打回来。打回来以后再送上去，再换，再打。我总共写了四种。
And I wrote up 4 different plans because I thought if they knocked down one, I could always submit another one.
第一个一送上去。
And so the first plan was submitted.
医院的长官看了吓了一跳。
And when the hospital director saw it, he was in shock.
他看着那个企划案说你们教会这个案子办得太好了，你们做得太棒了。
When he saw it, he said, "This plan is so amazing. This is too good to be true."
原先我们在一楼的门诊室，
and so,
在大厅里。
We were in the lobby of the first floor.
我原先是规划在一，因为他们原先只给我们在一楼，所以我在一楼的大厅。所以到最后大合唱的时候，是站在二楼的整个门诊的地方，整个二楼全部都站我们真耶稣教会的诗班团体。
Originally, they only gave us they told us to stay in the first floor. But when our entire choir came, they filled up the entire second floor.
这样做是有意义的。
And this was really a meaningful work.
因为这样是感让他们感觉到，第一，我们的信徒是事实上是很多的。
Because it made them have the thought that actually we have many members.
第二，也是在圣经上面。在使徒行在启示录上面有讲到
and it also is recorded in the book of Acts
天使他拿着号角在吹然后 每一个人都站在众那个众门城门上面都站着有天使每一个诗班成员都是天使
so it reminds me of the book of Revelations where there are so many angels blowing horns and praising God
颂赞的真神
praising the true almighty God
但是外邦人他们不懂
But actually, Gentiles won't understand this.
他们看到了这个企划案之后，直接让我们到第十三楼层，他们的国际会议中心。
When the people saw the plan, they immediately sent us to the 13th floor.
1000个位置。
Which is like for international, the international conference room.
传道看到这个的时候，他负责人也很害怕，这么大一个工，我怎么吃得下来？
And when the pastor saw this, he thought to himself, "This is such a big work. How could I eat? How could I take this?"
传道就告诉负责人说，主必预备。
So then the pastor told the board members to prepare themselves.
所以负责人就直接找我。
Sorry, that God will prepare, and so they went to find me again.
叫我赶快。要赶快要跟动我的企划案，要直接上那个十三楼，所以我就到十三楼去看场地。
And so, I rushed over to the 13th floor to scope out the room.
看完场地之后呢，我就回去再写一份报告。
And so after I had looked at that room, I went home and I wrote up a new report.
这个报告送上去以后，马上很快速的通过。
And after this report was submitted, it was approved quickly.
我就开始写谱。
And so I started to write a song.
我写了综合教会本身的诗班他们要唱的，因为一般来讲我都会帮诗班团体写谱哈。
Oftentimes I will write songs for the choir to sing.
那会把赞美诗改编，那会加上一些管乐或弦乐。
And I will use the church's hymn books to create a new variation on the song and even add in other instruments.
所以我用了无数的夜晚，我一直在创作这个曲子。
So I wrote the song late into night.
当我觉得我做了差不多了
，And when I felt that I had just about finished,
我就回房睡觉。
I went to bed.
但是我回房，第二天早上我起来。
But the next morning when I woke up.
第二天早上起来的时候，发现到我不能动了。
I realized that I couldn't move my body.
我就告诉我先生说，我起不来。
And I told my husband, I cannot get up.
因为我先生九月，我先生他要看诊。
And because he had to see patients.
那他平常都会让我睡晚一点。
He usually lets me sleep in.
然后他先去看诊。
And he usually goes out to work.
那我再下来帮忙。
And then I will come down later to help him.
所以他就因为来不及，他就先走了。
But because he was in a rush, he left first.
所以我在我自己的房间里面，我怎么样都起不来。
And I was in that room by myself, and no matter what I did, I could not get up.
我还有一点力量可以拿起我的手机打电话给我先生。
I only had a minimal amount of strength left in my hands to take the phone and to dial to my husband.
我告诉我先生说我想要尿尿。
And I told my husband I need to go to the bathroom.
我先就上来了。
And so my husband came upstairs.
我跟他讲说我说你上来一下。
Well, actually, what I said was, please come up for a bit.
我先就上来。
And so my husband came upstairs.
门一打开，他问我你怎么了。
He opened the door and he said, "What's wrong?"
我说我想尿尿。
I said, "I need to go to the bathroom."
我先脸就愣住了。你要尿尿自己不会去吗？
And my husband gave me a strange look and he said, "You don't know how to go pee by yourself?"
我说我真的起不来。
But I told him I really cannot get up.
所以他就过来。把我抱起来。
And so he came to me and lifted me up in his arms.
然后扶我去厕所。
And he lifted me into the bathroom.
上完厕所再把我扶回来放在床上。
And after I had finished going to the bathroom, he lifted me again onto the bed.
然后我先生就出去了。
And then my husband left.
关门之后头又转回来。
After he shut the door,
把门打开。
He opened the door again.
我病人很多，你不要随便乱打电话给我。
And he told me, I have many patients. Don't just call me for anything.
现在不是开玩笑的时候。
This isn't a time to joke around.
我说哦，好。
I said, oh, okay.
一直到一点。
And then it became 1 p.m.
我先生看完病人，匆忙的上来。
And so my husband finished looking at all his patients and he rushed upstairs.
他问我要不要吃饭。
He said, "Do you want to eat?"
我说我不要。
He said, "No."
好好。
And he said, "Okay."
他就出去了。
He left.
我依然在里面。
And I was by myself alone.
因为他两点要看诊，所以他要赶快先吃饭。
Because he had to rush to eat because at 2 he would have another patient.
到了三点的时候。
And at about 3 or 4 p.m.
我很想上厕所。
I really needed to go to the bathroom.
可是我不敢打电话。
But I was too scared to call my husband.
因为一点他来的时候。
He's at 1 p.m.
那你如果不舒服的话。
He said if you're uncomfortable.
你就多睡一下。
Then just sleep more.
不要乱打电话给我。
Don't just call me because.
所以三四点的时候，我想上厕所，我不敢打了。
So at 3 or 4 p.m. I wanted to go to the bathroom, but I was too scared to make the phone call.
那我要上厕所怎么办？
And so what would I do if I really need to go to the bathroom?
有了。
There's okay. a solution.
我想到我大儿子还在家。
I realize my eldest son is still at home.
他刚好大学大一，还没有上课，还没有开学。
He was still at home because he's in his first year of college and he was still on summer break.
所以我手那个时候拿手机的时候已经很吃力了。
And just lifting the cell phone took up all my energy.
我几乎是按不太下去了。
I couldn't even really push down the call button.
手也举不起来了。
And I couldn't lift my hand.
后来我还是把我的电话打完，叫我儿子上来。
But I was still finally able to call my son, and I told him to come.
我老大就上来了以后就说妈有什么事。
And so he came and he said, "What's wrong, Mom?"
我就说我要上厕所。
And I told him I need to go to the bathroom.
我儿子说妈，你在开玩笑吗？不会自己去吗？
And he said, "Mom, are you kidding me? You can't go by yourself."
我说我真的，你要带我去厕所。
And I said, "Really, I need you to take me to the bathroom."
他以为我在跟他玩。
He thought I was joking around.
他还是过来了。
But he still came.
他说：“走啊，我带你去。”
And he said, "All right, come on. I'll take you there."
我说：“你要抱我起来。”
And I said, "You have to lift me up."
他妈，不会吧？
And he said, "Mom, are you joking?"
我连女朋友都没有。
I don't even have a girlfriend yet.
你叫我做这种事情，会不会太过分了？
Isn't this kind of too much?
我说，我如果可以自己起来，我就不会叫你了。
I said, if I could lift myself up, I would. I wouldn't have called you.
后来他就好，他那要怎么起来？
And he said, okay, fine. Well, how do you want me to help you?
我说你将你的手放在我的脖子下，把我扶起来。
And I told him to carry me, princess style.
他就照做了以后呢，我还可以勉强自己一点点力量。他有抱我，但是我自己一点力量，我还可以站一点点起来去厕所。
And so, I still had a little bit of strength left to go to the bathroom.
上完以后，我叫他把我抱起来。
And after I finished going to the bathroom, I asked him to lift me again.
再把我放回去。
And to put me back.
放到床上以后。
And after he put me on the bed.
我儿子告诉我说：“妈，你现在越来越会演戏，好赞了。”
And my son said, "Mom, you're getting better at your acting."
还给我比一个 OK。
And he even gave me an OK sign.
然后我还笑着跟他讲 OK 啦。
I even said OK 啦。
他就出去了。
And then he went out.
到了七点。
And at 7 p.m.
快七点的时候，我小孩子就上来问我：“妈，你要不要吃饭？”
My son came up and said, "Mom, do you want to eat?"
我说好。
I said okay.
他说：“那你要怎么吃呢？”他看看我就说：“那我下去拿上来好了。”
And I said, and he said, "How do you want to eat it? How about I'll just bring it to you?"
我说好。
I said okay.
他就拿上来。
And so he brought me my food.
这个时候我发现到我的手。我人他把我抱起来以后 我的手连拿铁汤匙的力量都没有。
And at that moment I realized that when he set me to sit up I didn't even have the strength to lift the spoon.
因为他刚开始的时候他是拿一个瓷的汤匙，我根本拿不起来。
At first it was a steel spoon, I couldn't even lift it.
后来他马上去换一个因为 我本身在学校里任教。
And I am a teacher at school.
我在学校教音乐，所以有的时候会到中午，那我们都会有那个午餐时间，我都只需要带一个汤匙去。
Usually at the school where I teach music, during lunch, all I need is one spoon.
因为学校都会准备。
Because the school provides everything else.
那我儿子就拿起我的那个汤匙，就说：“我帮你准备好喽。”
And then my son took that spoon and he said, "Look, I prepared it for you."
我发现到我手拿不起来。
But then I realized I couldn't even lift that spoon.
我儿子看到这个状况。
And when my son saw my condition,
他说：“妈，你是要我喂你吗？”
My son asked me, "Mom, do you want me to feed you?"
我说：“好孩子，你太了解你妈了，赶快来喂我。”
I said, "Oh, you're such a good son. You totally understand me. Please come and help feed me."
他还一直以为我在玩。然后就开始这样玩，喂我。
And he thought, he thought I was still playing around, so he started to feed me.
Like 喂了两口以后。
And after two bites.
妈，你怎么吃那么久
？He said, "Mom, how come you're taking so long?"
我说算了算了，你把汤匙放下，我自己吃吧。
Forget it. I'm just put down the spoon. I'll eat it by myself.
可是我还是没有办法去拿那个汤匙。
But I still was unable to lift that spoon.
我就告诉他。
So I said.
拿下去。
Take it downstairs.
他也不知道为什么。
He didn't know why.
后来他就拿下去了。
So he took it away.
八点。
And at 8 p.m.
我要上厕所。
I needed to go to the bathroom.
我手就只好按反复的那个手机的那个按钮。
I just pushed the call button on my cell phone.
就打给我儿子。
And I called my son.
我告诉他我要上厕所。
Said, "I need to go to the bathroom."
他已经快疯掉了。
He was about to go crazy.
他就跑上来。
So he ran upstairs.
妈，你现在要上厕所吗
？Mom, do you need to go to the bathroom?
我说对。
I said yes.
啊，那我抱你起来，对不对
？And you want me to lift you, right?
我说聪明。
I said, "Oh, you're so smart."
然后他一样的动作把我放起来。
And so again, he sat me up.
这个时候，我小孩的手一放掉以后，我就整个倒下去了。
And this time, as soon as my son let go of his hand, I immediately fell right back onto the bed.
然后我的小孩子就说：“妈，不要这样了。”
And my son said, "Mom, don't be like this."
我说我是真的，你赶快再把我扶起来。
I said, "This is for real. Please just sit me up again."
他把我扶起来以后
，And after he sat me up.
他要走的时候，他就发现他手还会等一下，看我会不会倒。
When he was leaving, he even held his hand there a little longer to see if I would fall.
可是我还是倒了。
But I still fell.
他说怎么办？
And he said, "What do I do?"
妈，我可以用在医院里面的方式来对待你吗？
Mom, can I treat you like a hospital patient?
我说随便啦，我只要能够去上厕所就好了。
I said, "It doesn't matter. I just need to go to the bathroom."
他说好。
He said, "Okay."
因为我的小孩子，现在已经在念。中山医学院。
Because my son is already in medical school.
所以他就说，哦，妈，是这样子吗？他就一个脚，因为我小孩1.8米，所以他就一个脚就跨到我的床的后面去。
And because my son is tall, so using just one leg, he went over my bed.
他把床单拿起来。
He took up all the bed sheets.
然后就把我整个人就像在医院在弄病人这样，整个这样拉起来，说妈是这样子，你就可以起来了。
And he gathered up all the bed sheets and lifted it like so, saying, "Mom, this is how they do it in the hospital. Now you can get up."
我还跟他讲，对对对，我起来了，好高兴。
And I said, "Yeah, that's true. I'm up. I'm so happy."
然后他就用那个床单的力量，还有他拉我，他叫我放在他的腰上。
And he asked me.He used his strength and he put his hands at my hips.
然后他用那个床单的力量，还有他这样整个把我这样拉起来。
And using his strength as well as the bed sheet strength, he was able to lift me up.
为什么？因为我完全没有办法走。
Why? Because I was completely unable to walk.
脚连动一厘一毫，我都没有办法移动。
I couldn't move my feet an inch.
到要上厕所。
And so when I went to the bathroom,
我告诉我小孩帮我脱裤子。
I asked my son to help me take off my pants.
他生气了。
He was angry.
我就告诉他。
And I told him.
孩子啊，倘若我可以做到，我不会要叫你帮我做这么难堪的事情。
If I could have done it myself, I would never have asked you to do something so embarrassing.
好，我不知道该怎么帮你脱。
And he said, "I don't know how to help you take off your pants."
我就告诉他第一步骤，第二步骤。
And I said, "Oh."Do this and then that.
然后他把我放下来，到马桶上。
On the toilet seat.
上完以后，把我拉起来。
And then he pulled up my pants.
然后我叫他把我的手放在我的裤头那里。
And I asked him to help me put my hands at my pockets.
拉我的手。
Sorry, to
穿起来。
To help me so that I could put my clothes on.
然后他把我用拖的。拖回床上。
And he pulled me back onto the bed.
因为我小孩也很瘦，然后他1.8米，所以他也很瘦，也是大概50几公斤吧，我也不知道大概。所以他说他拉我的力量很重，他快要受伤了。
And because he is a skinny but tall boy, he felt like he almost couldn't take it anymore.
所以后来他把我放回床上以后呢
？And after he put me on the bed.
我的小孩子看这样状况不对劲，
He realized that the situation was off.
就说妈，我们一起来祷告。
So then he said, "Mom, let's pray together."
他就马上跪在地上祷告。
So immediately he started to pray.
我那个时候心里很感动。
At that time, I was moved by in my heart.
这个时候的我心里在笑。
And in my heart, I was smiling and laughing.
这种笑是喜悦的笑。
This is a very joyful smile.
我很感谢真耶稣教会的宗教教育系统那么的完善，教育我的小孩子懂得在危险患难的时候去求靠神。
I admired the RE system and I applauded them in my heart because they had such a perfect system to teach my son exactly what to do in a difficult situation.
宗教教育系统。是很在台北教会宗教教育系统是很完善的，孩子们可以接受到很好的资讯。
And the RE system in Taipei is very complete. They are able to have very complete information.
我很感谢宗教教育的教员。
And so I was really thankful to all the RE teachers.
让我的小孩在这么紧急的状况之下，他跪下来流泪的祷告。
So that in such an emergency situation, even my son.Knelt down in prayer in tears.
祷告完以后，他说：“我送你去医院。”
And after his prayer, he said, "I'll take you to the hospital."
我说：“不用。”
I said, "No need."
我要休息。
I need rest.
后来他就出去了。
So then he left.
等到十一点多，快十二点。
When it was almost midnight.
我先生看完病人了。
My husband finally finished seeing all his patients.
台湾的医生都是这样哈，有点不太可思议，对不对？台湾就是这样。
It might be unbelievable to you, but actually that's how it is in Taiwan.
我先生到了快要十二点的时候。
And so about at almost midnight.
他上来看我。
He came up to see me.
他把房门一打开。
And immediately when he opened the door.
看到我在地板上。
And saw me on the floor.
我就呈现一个人形。
I looked like a human figure.
躺在地上。
But I was
意识清醒。
Lying on the floor, conscious.
他吓了一跳，问我你在干什么。
And he was surprised and he said, "What are you doing?"
我说我要上厕所。
I said, "I need to go to the bathroom."
那你会不会太夸张？
And he said, aren't you a little bit extreme?
他问我你为什么会在地上。
He said, why are you on the floor?
我告诉他。
I told him.
因为我真的不愿意再叫小孩，再或是叫我先生。我想要用自己的力量站起来。
Because I don't want to rely on my son or call my husband anymore. I want to use my own strength to go to the bathroom.
我的手伸出去，要去碰我的床头旁边的桌子。
And so I reached out my hand to push away the table.
要用桌子的力量将我的身体扶起。
And I was going to use that table as a pivot in order to lift myself up.
我光是做这个动作就做了快要一个小时。
But to do that took me almost an hour.
好不容易碰到了，我要用我自己，我全身的力量都用尽了，我要爬起来。
And when I had exhausted all my strength, I tried to lift myself up.
那一刹那之间，我重力加速度的。整个人滚，整个人掉下来到床下。
And at that moment, I collapsed onto the floor.
我还是要用尽自己的力量爬去厕所。
But still using my own strength, I climbed into the bathroom.
怎么爬都爬不过去。
But no matter how I tried to crawl again,
我用尽了全身的力量都还在原地。
I still remained on the floor.
所以我现在进来看到我的时候就是呈现这个样子。
And so my husband saw me at this moment.
我现在就把我抱起来。
And so my husband lifted me up.
去上厕所。
To help me go to the bathroom.
上完把我抱回到床上。
And then he brought me back to
马上开门奔出去叫我老大上来。
And he immediately went out of the room and called my eldest son.
直接送台湾的荣总。
And we immediately went to the Taipei hospital.
Okay. 那我就因为已经半夜就变成要急诊。
And because it was already midnight, this would be emergency care.
那我送到一楼的时候，我先生把车子开出来。
And when I was on the first floor, my husband drove over the car.
然后我先生本来把我放在诊所的那个候诊室那里。
And My husband
后诊室的椅子上
on the back seat.
等待他把车子开来。
And I waited for him to bring his car over.
他到了以后
And when he came,
他背着我到车门 车门前。
He lifted me into the car.
我儿子打开了门。
And when, as my son was opening the door,
我先把我放进去。
And my husband set me down.
然后就告诉我我先就告诉我儿子讲，跟他说，叫他帮我把门关起来。
My husband told my son to close the door.
然后我先就跑去开车。
And so my husband went and drove away.
但是我儿子就讲，妈，你把你的脚收进去可以吗
？And my son said, Mom, can you just at least tuck in your feet?
我说我如果可以自己收的话，你们还要背我吗
？I said if I could tuck in my feet, would I still need you to carry me?
我说你把我的脚放进来。
And I said please help me put my feet inside.
他就把我的脚拿起来以后就讲放不进去。
And when he tried to do that, he said I can't.
你要移动你的屁股。
You have to move your butt.
我说我屁股移动不了。
I said I can't move my butt.
他说那我知道了，他就走到。旁边后车门打开来。
He got out of the car. He went into the other side of the car and opened the door.
将我用拖的拖进来。
And he pulled me inside.
拖好以后再把门关起来。
And after he shut the door.
再跑到右边来，再把我这边右边的门关起来。
And then he shut the other door.
他就坐在前座。
And he sat in the front passenger seat.
然后一上车就跟他爸讲。
And immediately told it.
我已经处理好了。
My husband, I'm his dad. I'm done with this.
爸，我觉得哈，这种感觉哦，会不会像那个在医院里面搬那个尸体、抬尸体的那种感觉，会像这样子吧
？And I thought, oh, is this the kind of feeling that work, hospital workers get when they're moving around dead bodies?
妈，好重哦。
Then it's really heavy.
然后我在后面，我还跟着一起笑。
So that's what my son said, and when I heard that, I laughed.
从头到尾，我的意志是很清醒的。
So the entire time, my conscience was very clear.
逻辑组织架构都是很完整的。
So my logic and my conscience was still awake.
还可以说话。
I could still talk.
我到了医院以后。
And after I got into the hospital.
我现在一下车就告诉小孩说你要到哪里去拿轮椅，然后你要怎么样用，你要怎么样。
My husband told my son where to get the wheelchair and how to do these different things.
等到我坐在轮椅上的时候
，And when I finally sat on the wheelchair,
我感觉我好丢脸。
I felt so ashamed.
因为我是教书的，我站在讲台前面，我站了20多年。
Because I am a teacher and I have been standing behind.
我生怕我遇到了我的学生家长。
A teacher's pulpit for so many years,
或者是认识的人，我感到很不好意思。
That I could see one of my students or their parents.
这么的年轻，我却要坐在轮椅上。
Yet at such a young age, I have to sit on a wheelchair.
然后我儿子还跟我讲，慈禧，你觉得这样子推好吗
？And then my husband even said, "Oh, son, how about you push this wheelchair?"
我们都还可以开玩笑。
So we were still able to joke around.
所以到了。急诊室的时候，急诊室有分三个颜色。
The emergency room, they are split up into three different colors.
三个颜色一般就是给民众看，就是说，这样讲好了，我们有分三个等级。
Let's put it this way, there are three different levels we can have.
第一个等级就是在，你的生命垂危在一线之间的人。
The first is when you are in a life-threatening situation.
那种人是要最先急救。
They are the first priority for care.
所以医生要放下他手边的事情去救那一个人。
So the doctors have to put down everything to save these people.
第二个可能你是你还没有到这么严重，但是你也是很严重的人，这叫第二种。
The second type is it's important, but it's not to that degree.
第二种人，啊，这种就是第二个阶段可以看到的。
And that's the second level.
那第三种就可能就是那个小孩子发烧啊，啊，那也没什么啊，也不是发得很高啊，那个就是在那边一直等待。
And the third level are people like, parents with their children who might be, might have a fever, but it's not as urgent.
这就是我们台湾说的重症优先。
And this is what we call in Taiwan, the priority or hierarchy of symptoms.
所以我是等。第三个。
So I was waiting in the third level.
我没有发烧，我没有头痛，我没有任何症状，我还可以开玩笑。
Because I didn't have any kind of high fever. I wasn't in any kind of emergency.
等到我的时候，已经一个多小时后了。
I could still joke around. So by the time it got to my turn, I had waited over an hour.
医生看到我。
The doctor saw me.
说你怎么了
？He said, "What's wrong?"
我先马上说，他应该是瘫痪的，他不是瘫痪就是中风，要不然就是神经系统。
He said, if she's not lame, then she's crazy.
我告诉我先生。
And I told my husband.
也跟医生讲，我绝对不是。
And I said, I'm definitely not any of those.
因为我叫我的手，我的手可以举起，我的脚，我叫我的脚，我的脚也可以举起来。
Because all I need to do is, try to move my hand and it'll move. I can try to move my feet and they will move.
只是我没有讲说我要花多少的时间而已。
It's just a matter of time.
但是我的手跟脚都会动，所以绝对不是瘫痪。
But I'm definitely not.
绝对不是中风。
I'm not a paralytic and I'm not. I don't have a stroke.
医生就问我，那小姐，你从刚刚进来到现在，你的手都一直这样放着吗
？But then the doctor said.Well, then, miss, has your hand been like this the whole time you've come?
我说对啊。
I said yes.
因为我的手都一直抬不起来。
Because I couldn't lift my hand.
医生一样就写了一个要验血、验尿、照 X 光例行公事。
So So my doctor wrote up a list of exams I would have to go through.
那我儿子跟我先生一起一口同声说，先从验血开始。
And so my husband and my son said, let's start with the blood test.
因为他们觉得我这三种里面最难搞的就是验血。
Because
抽血。
They felt that the most difficult of these would probably be the blood test.
因为我很怕针。
I'm really scared of needles.
所以好不容易把那个抽血抽完了。
And so they finally got the blood out of me.
然后去照 X 光片。
And then we went to do the X-ray.
照完以后出来，我先生就说：“快一点，那个护士小姐已经来叫了好几次你的名字。”
And then my husband said, "Hurry, because the nurse has been calling your name so many times."
然后我也不觉得怎么样，然后慢慢的再从 X 光室里面再放到轮椅上。
But I didn't feel like it was anything, so I was just taking it at my pace, going from the X-ray.
等到推到了医生旁边。
And when I was finally wheeled over to the doctor's side.
护士跑到前面就说：“医生。”这丁荣芳已经回来了。
The nurse said, "Oh, doctor, Miss Ting is back."
医生下没有大概没有一两秒。
And within one or two seconds.
马上就说，赶快送急救。
She said, "Immediately put this patient into urgent care."
我愣住了。
And I went into shock.
我笑不出来了。
I could no longer laugh.
我要急救。
And I, a level one emergency urgent care.
我就开始心里会害怕，会恐慌，就开始会有点躁郁。
So in my heart, I started to be anxious.
我就一直问我先生说，为什么我要送进去急救
？I asked my husband, why do I need to be in emergency care?
因为我先生是医疗体系的，所以他知道这个的严重性，直接就说你不要问，赶快进去。
But because my husband is in the medical profession, he said, "Don't question, just immediately go."
我小孩跟我先生两个人都也是傻了，然后我就很害怕的，有一点情绪很难控制。
And so my husband and my son were both shocked, and I also was scared out of my wits.
推进去我就开始哭了。
And I started to cry.
我身体就开始。插上了管，还有线。
They started to inject different tubes into my
monitor， 怎么都在我前面，氧气筒都开始带着。
My veins and there was a monitor in front of me and I was.
护士就过来说：“你不要哭，你不要情绪激动。”
The nurse came to me and said, "Don't cry, don't be too alarmed."
因为你极有可能再过几秒你就会死掉。
Because it's possible that in a few seconds, in a few moments, you will pass away.
我当下第一个直觉是天哪，我还没有享受到天伦之乐，你怎么可以让我死
？And the first thought was, I haven't even ridden on the Ferris wheel. How can you let me die? How can I die?
然后我就开始很急躁。
And so I started to become very anxious.
很害怕。
Very scared.
后来那医生看到我的状况，就叫我先生，请我先生进来。
And so the doctor looked at my situation and he called.
因为急救室里面是不可以有家属。
Because usually, family members are not allowed in the level one rooms.
我先生就进来陪我。
And so my husband came inside to accompany me.
我先生就问我太太怎么了。
And he said, "How is my wife?"
医生说你太太她得了低血钾症。好，没关系。
Yeah, they said she has level one illness of some type.
身体里面的一种元素。我缺乏了身体里面的一种稀有元素。
And that I am missing an important element in my body.
它不是一种病。
And it's not an illness.
它只是一个症状。
But it's a symptom.
但是我后面的，我为什么今天我会要到了急救，是因为我并发了横纹肌溶解症。
And it was a deficiency, but the reason I was put into emergency care was because I had
可能大家对这个名词是非常非常的陌生。
It's a type of bone illness, and maybe you all are not familiar with it.
这个是很少、很少、很少见的。
Because it's a very rare case.
这个症状就像现在，八月的时候，我们台湾新闻 有一个洪仲丘事件，最红的一个这个新闻，他就是得了横纹肌，他最后他是得了横纹肌溶解症，他的鞋甲只剩下一点，他剩下3.85。
And there was a very hot case in August in Taiwan of a similar case where they only had.
我的指数只有1.75。
They had very alarming numbers, which were like 1.3.
而且持续下降。
But I was at 1.7 already, and it was already still going decreasing.
这位军人他死了。
And this, the person in the news actually passed away.
而我却依然活在这里，跟大家一起分享神的见证。
Yet I myself continue to stand here before you all in order to testify.
什么叫横纹肌溶解症
？And what is this kind of illness?
再简单的说，就是。我的肌肉在瞬间，因为我身体需要我这个元素，它就启动了我身体里面的这个元素，它就会去攻击我自己身体里面我要这个鞋甲，所以它就到我身体里面有鞋甲的部分，它会去吸收，所以瞬间我的肌肉就溶解掉了。
It's a type of muscular atrophy where, my body was.Deficient in maybe potassium, and cells in my body would try to absorb it wherever they could in the bloodstream.
一位开业医师一生中都遇不到。
And many doctors will never see a case like this in their lifetime.
这样的几率，你想想看有多低。
Can you imagine how low this case is?
医生就叫我的小孩子去买饮料。
Statistically, so my doctor asked my son to buy a beverage.
一直灌我。
And
叫我一直喝。
And to just keep drinking it.
我喝了三五瓶有。
And I drank about 3 to 5 bottles.
我的指数还在持续下降。
But my figures kept dropping.
我的指数已经下降到1.25。
And my figures dropped to 1.25.
我身体也。我已经在打那个鞋甲。
And my body was already being injected with the, my missing elements.
也用喝的。
I was even drinking them.
我还持续下降。
But the figures kept dropping.
医生问我为什么会这样。
And the doctor asked me why is this happening?
我说我也不知道。
I said I don't know.
在这个过程当中，我跟我先生讲说，你有没有一点愧疚？及自责。
And at this point, my husband asked me, "Do you have any regrets or anything your conscience is not clear about?"
我说如果我今天死掉的话怎么办
？And I said, "Well, if I die today, what would happen?"
只看见我先生眼眶红的，
And
一直握着我的手。
And all I could see was that my husband's eyes were brimming red with tears.
旁边另外一个还没有毕业的，很一脸很纳闷，而且又很不知所措的那种眼神，也头低下来，不敢说话。
And the one besides me, the one who didn't graduate yet, he was also really he didn't know what to do, and he also put his head down.
在这个过程中，我 1.25 又要再往下走的时候，医生他就有说，我这样子不行。
And since it was dropping from, the potassium was dropping levels were dropping down from 1.25 even further, the doctor said we can't continue like this.
为什么他会说我可能几秒后就会死掉
？And why did he say that in a few moments, just seconds, I would probably pass away?
因为他已经攻到我们的内脏里面哈。哪个地方是肌肉
？Because where in our internal organs are our muscles？
就是心脏。
Our heart。
收放，这个就是肌肉。
And the contractions of the heart are muscle contractions。
肌肉里面会有血浆。
Pumping, and so there will be potassium going into the heart。
我全身已经几乎没有钾了。
And my whole body was deficient in potassium。
他们就会阻攻我的心脏。
And so all of these would attack my heart.
我心脏跳到130几下。
And so my heart rate already sped up into past 130.
我先问我，你不会觉得不舒服吗？
And my husband asked me, are you not uncomfortable?
我说不会。
I said no.
怎样吗？
anything
有怎么样吗？
Is there anything wrong with that?
他说那你怎么还笑得出来啊？
And then he said, how can you still smile?
130几下是笑不出来的。一般人来说
a heart rate past 130 is not something laughable.
我却没有感觉到痛苦不舒服。
But I didn't feel any discomfort.
所以到这个时候，医生说我要直接送到加护病房。
And so at this time, I was to be moved into another hospital room.
我很害怕，我不要。
But I was really scared and I didn't want to.
我就说我要在这里。
I said, I want to be here.
当我听到我的 1.25 在持续下降的时候，
And when I heard that my levels just kept dropping.
我哭了，我真的，那个时候真的是已经是崩溃的那种哭。
I cried crazily. Like I was collapsing.
我这个时候听到了赞美诗151首，有人在唱天父必看顾你。
And at that moment, I suddenly heard singing of the hymn 151, God will take care of you.
我以为我听错了。
I thought I misheard.
没有。
But I didn't.
我确实听到了真耶稣教会赞美诗151首，有人在唱，从头一直唱到尾，一直反复，一直在唱，一直在唱。
I could hear someone continuously singing the hymn in our hymn book 151.
我是急诊。
I was in emergency care.
而且进到了急诊最里面的急救室里。
I was already in the innermost room of the emergency care.
我旁边两个是自杀的人，正在抢救。
The two patients next to me are all people who tried to attempt suicide at their lives, who the doctors were trying to save.
最里面是一个90岁的气喘重症，他正在抢救。
And there was another man in there who was 90 years old, struggling to breathe.
我右边是一个毒虫，也在抢救。
And there was another patient next to me who was a drug addict who they were trying to revive.
我确信他绝对不是真耶稣教会的信徒。
I'm sure that these were not True Jesus Church members.
这里面只有我一家人是，可是没有人在唱。
And the only ones who were in True Jesus Church in this room were my family, and I'm sure that none of my family were singing this hymn.
我知道是天使。
So I knew that they were angels.
神让天使唱151首来眷顾了我。
God allowed angels to sing the hymn 151.
他让我知道我不会死。
In order to let me know that I will not die.
主必看顾我。
God will take care of me.
所以我就没有再哭了。
And so I stopped crying.
我也知道我不会死。
And I also knew that I would not die.
这个过程当中，
And in this, in all of this,
我将这个过程，我回到家里以后，我将我所听到的音乐，我所听到的感觉，我把它写起来。
After I returned home after this ordeal, I recorded down what I heard and what I felt.
我借由音乐来表现。
And I used music to express it.
所以在今年双和医院的音乐会最后的谢幕曲就是用这一首。
And so at the hospital, at that Swanghe hospital where we were doing the musical concert, at this year's musical concert, we performed this song.
原来神要我懂得去了解去认识什么叫做病人。
In fact, God had wanted me to understand, to teach me what exactly was a patient.
这不是一种病，这只是一种症状。神只要稍微轻轻地将你这么一点点极微元素稍微抽了一点点出来，我们人就是停摆了。
And I wasn't even ill. It was rather just a deficiency and a symptom. But even just taking away that little bit, and us humans are cannot take it.
所以当我这件事情回到家以后，
And so after this was over,
我就开始写了很多的 很多的管乐跟弦乐，赞美诗的管乐跟弦乐这样加在一起，还有人声的哈。我写完，我就让永和教会的永和小区这一音乐会使用。
After I returned home, I wrote many sheets of music, and I actually allowed the Yonghe small group to use my music.
他让我亲自感受到。
And they allowed me to personally experience.
无论任何的事情。
No matter what.
不论是生病了。
Whether it's getting sick.
不论是任何的事情，他都会眷顾我。
Anything, God will take care of me.
感谢神，神借着我的手谱写出来。
And so thank God that He used His, He used my hand in order to write down this music.
双河医院的音乐会结束之后。
And after the hospital music concert concluded.
我在十多年前所看到或听闻到的见证，这么多年来我都没有听到。
And In so many years, I've never heard such a testimony.
在双河医院，我都看到了，也听到了。
But I saw and heard everything at that hospital.
大大小小加起来大概有十多件。
I'm sure that there are tens of instances that happened.
因为时间关系，我略举一二就可以了。
But because of that, I'm only going to share till here.
有一位是，如果我没有记错，他是膀胱癌末期。
Sorry, I'll only share one story. There was someone who was in their last stage of cancer.
他住在医院里面，他不能够行走，他不能吃饭。
And they were unable to walk or eat.
他在做治疗。
And they were doing treatment.
最后治疗完后回家。
And after their treatment was complete, they went home.
我们所谓的志工就是陪谈人员哈，那我们在医院里面称为志工。最后志工他就告诉他你家住哪里，然后告诉他们家附近。最近的教会在哪里？他可以去教会。
And so after they went home, they also asked the hospital staff, where is the nearby church that they could attend services?
这个先生他就回去了。
And so then that patient went home.
没多久的一天，安息日聚会。
And not long after, on a Sabbath morning,
这位先生出现在永和教会。
This gentleman showed up at Yonghe Church.
聚完会以后，执事从二楼走下来。
And after the service, the deacon walked down from the second floor.
执事知道了这个先生来是为了要查考道理。
And the deacon knew that this gentleman came here in order to study the truth.
就告诉他说，后面我们还有真理扎根班。
And he said, After this, there's still also truth seeker class.
希望他能够来听。
I hope that you can attend.
于是他说，他也不知道该怎么办。他说我上不去。
But he said,
我在楼下就好。
You know what? I cannot climb the stairs, so I'll just stay downstairs.
只是说来到这里，为什么在一楼直接上去，就叫了五个弟兄把他扛上去。
And the deacon said, "You've already come here. Why should you be constrained to the first floor?"
他的轮椅不是一般的轮椅，他的是电动轮椅，那个很重。
So he called over five brothers to lift this this gentleman up into the second floor. But his chair was actually an electric wheelchair, which is
四五个大男人在扛他一个，确实略有一点吃力。
So actually, even if five grown men were lifting him, it was still a little bit it was still a little bit hard to bear.
等到六点，他们把他送上去聚会完，大概六点了。
And when the class was over, it was about 6 p.m.
等到六点后结束，他站起来。
And when they finished class, he actually stood up.
并且大声地告诉大家说他肚子饿，他要吃饭。
And he proclaimed that he was hungry and he.
然后大家还盛饭给他吃。
And so they dished out food for him.
然后他就从四楼走下来了。
And he walked himself down from the fourth floor to the first floor. And since then, he has continued doing so.
还有一位喜肾的病友。
And there's another patient who had a hip maybe paralysis.
对。
To kidney? Dialysis. Dialysis.
他要这个是濒临洗肾，医生叫他洗肾，那我们的志工也去那边传福音给他，然后帮他祷告。
And so our holy workers also went over there to volunteer and to help him pray.
帮他祷告的同时，他的家人也在场。
And while they were praying, this patient's family members were present.
那家属说好啊，好啊。
And they said, okay, yeah, please pray for him.
就在这个时候，信徒用很单纯的信仰信心就，就眼睛闭起来帮他祷告。
And so using very simple faith, the holy workers prayed fervently.
那至于他们的这个病友跟他的家属有没有闭起眼睛，我们就不知道。
And I don't know if the patient and his family members closed their eyes.
但祷告没有多久，就听到病友说。
Oh, but not long after prayer, they heard the patient say.
病友说：“你看，你看，在那个天花板上有一个人。”
He said, "Look, look, on the ceiling there is a person."
有一个人一直在看我。
There is a person who keeps looking at me.
你快看，你们快看。
Please come look quickly.
他的家人就说在哪里，在哪里。
And his family member said, "Where, where?"
好，在那里，在那里。
He said, "There."
他就指着天花板上。
And so he pointed toward the ceiling.
他的家人说没有啊。
But his family member said, "No, I don't see anything."
他有啊，有啊，就站在那边，他就指给大家看，你们怎么都没有看到
？And he said, "Standing right there, how can you not see it?"
我都有看到，他一直看着我。
And the patient said, "I can see it. They keep staring back at me."
我们教会的所谓的志工，马上其中有一个就睁开了眼睛。
And so, immediately one of our holy workers opened their eyes.
轻声细语的告诉他。说这个人，你看到上面那个人，他穿什么颜色衣服？他说他穿白色的衣服。
And this volunteer worker said, "Well, what kind of color are they wearing?" And the patient said, "White."
他一直在看着我。
And that person keeps looking at me.
志工就告诉他，他的名字叫做耶稣。
And so the volunteer holy worker said, "Well, that person is Jesus Christ."
你举起你的手，跟他挥挥。
And so wave back at him.
叫哈利路亚，耶稣，哈利路亚，耶稣。
And say Hallelujah, Jesus.
他就举起来，哈利路亚，耶稣，耶稣，耶稣，一直喊，因为他忘记哈利路亚了。
And so the person lifted up his hands and said Hallelujah, Jesus, but they just kept repeating Jesus because they forgot how to say Hallelujah.
祷告从头至尾，这位病友一直喊耶稣，耶稣，耶稣，直到。祷告完以后，耶稣离开。
And so he continued to say that up until the end of prayer, when Jesus left.
各大大小小的见证。
There are so many different testimonies like this.
诉说不完了。
I can't tell them all.
时间也到了，我也占了大家太多的时间，中间有很多的过程我都还没有讲，但是时间已经拖了很晚了，我只能够跟大家讲，圣工是要大家一起努力来的。
And I've already used up a lot of everyone's time and gone over time, and so I just really could not tell all of the testimonies that I've experienced. But I really wanted to share one message, which is that holy work must be done with effort.
这次神开启了这扇大门。
Because God has opened the door.
我只能告诉我自己，我怎能够不抓住这个衣角？
And I must grasp onto this rock.
这个福音火车已经快要启动了，我又怎能不坐上去
？And this gospel train is already about to depart. How can I not run in and sit and board it?
因为我不知道什么时候末班车，就是也许我这一班就是末班车，
Because、
谁都不知道。
No one knows when the train will depart.
我只能够趁神还要用我的工，要我的时候，我尽量的做我。我可以做的工。
I can only continue to do the work while God gives me the time.
今天见证到这边，请大家一起同心默祷。
So my I conclude my testimony here. Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen.
Thank God for giving us such a good testimony to encourage us.
他选了一首诗，我们来唱一下，然后我们就做祷告，151首。
She picked out a hymn, which we will sing together before we pray. Let's all sing hymn 151.
天父必看顾你。
God will take care of you.